Farm Bill 2007, livestock issues, and permanent ag disaster assistance were some of the issues debated at the recently concluded American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Salt Lake City. One delegate at the meeting was Chuck Spencer, National Policy Director for the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he joins us now by telephone. Good afternoon, Chuck.
Good afternoon, Dave.
What were one or two of the major issues that AFBF wants to see addressed this year?
Well, I know that the 2007 Farm Bill is a focus for every ag association, and it's a primary focus for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Delegates from Illinois traveled out to Salt Lake City in hopes of making sure that their policy allowed some flexibility in case there was the need to negotiate on the 2007 Farm Bill. I think some of us are familiar with a policy statement that Farm Bureau had put out earlier in the year that said they support an extension of the current Farm Bill until the WTO trade round had concluded. Obviously, no one foresaw that dragging on this long, and that sentence was removed from policy. So there's strong support for 2002 Farm Bill concepts, but we were able to add, if the negotiations of a Farm Bill must take place, the consideration of a concept of a revenue-based safety net in our policy.
What other role did IFB do in setting national farm policy direction this time around?
Well, we were able to insert some language regarding the research of DDGS and its available nutrients to monogastrics or hogs and chicken beyond that of just the cattle or ruminant animals, where they can take a better advantage of digesting DDGS from our biofuel refineries. I think we all know that the livestock industry continues to be concerned about where their feed sources are going to be coming from with the competition for corn in the marketplace. We want to make sure that livestock producers have an adequate market for their feed sourcing. We want to make sure that we can use the byproducts from renewable fuels, and we want to continue to be a reliable supplier of renewable fuels. So hopefully we'll gain more attention in that direction and come up with some successes this year.
Did the beef checkoff assessment garner a lot of attention this time around?
Well, there was quite a bit of attention paid to the beef checkoff proposal. I think we all know the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been conducting outreach within their association, talking to producers what would be the best action for them to take. There was a lot of discussion on the floor at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, and in fact, proposals one way or the other for the checkoff, either support or refrain from support for additional increases. In the end, though, they had a lot of discussion and concluded that they need to be supportive of the beef industry and to have specific language on that in our policy at this time is a little premature.
There was a rejection by delegates of a resolution supporting a permanent disaster program in the Farm Bill. And I suppose, on first glance, you would go, whoa.
Well, a person could. Let's take a look, though, at the detail of what the language was for that proposal. And it was more than just a permanent disaster assistance provision in the Farm Bill, because there was language insinuating that there would also be assistance for increased production costs. And I think that was a concern to a number of Midwestern states, potentially people and producers in other regions of the country, who believe that the majority of their income should come from the marketplace. While no one likes or invites increased costs of production, that is somewhat more of a function of the marketplace, and I think they didn't feel as though it should be placed in a disaster assistance type program. There was an attempt later on in the session to try to bring back an amendment after working on it overnight. Unfortunately, the delegates must have concluded it was too late in the process for reconsideration.
Sometimes these Farm Bill debates can get rather testy, but looking at information that I was seeing in the last week or so, it looks like there was a lot of unity this time around.
That's the surprising part in some respects, that there is a clear indication from the delegates that they do have comfort with the provisions of the 2002 Farm Bill. But they listened very intently to Colin Peterson, the new chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, make his case that the budget pressures will be real and present. He also pointed out that he foresaw a similar provisions of 2002 Farm Bill and yet further in this presentation mentioned how they were going to have to address a way to deal with disaster assistance potentially on a permanent basis. And Dave, trying to squeeze all of those priorities into a farm bill is going to be good. Are all of our challenges to make sure that they are WTO trade compliant in the world marketplace and also attainable with the budget objectives that the new Congress has set forward?
Thank you very much for your time, Chuck.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling.
Chuck Spencer, National Policy Director for the Illinois Farm Bureau.